Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. You know, honey, recently I came across a phrase from a Rolling Stones song entitled, "You Can't Always Get What You Want." Stirred my thinking.
I would say.
If you don't get the success in life you want, if you don't feel the joy the word promises you, then there's a reason. In fact, there are 7 reasons why we don't get what we want. Number 1, you didn't ask God if he wanted you to have it.
There you go.
There are times when we base our decisions on what we think or feel, perhaps even what somebody else recommends. We've learned over the years that no matter how well-meaning a person may be, their advice is not always the right thing for you to do. But you do have 24/7 access to one source that's always right, 100% of the time. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 in the Message Bible. Trust God. Let me say that again. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, wherever you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. You know, we're going to make a life-changing decision. We can have absolute confidence in our Heavenly Father as a source that's always right. Proverbs 2, verses 9 through 11. 2, 9 through 11. New Living Translation. Then you will understand what is right, just, and fair, and you will find the right way to go. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will fill you with joy. Wise choices will watch over you. Understanding will keep you safe. Not only is our Heavenly Father willing to answer our prayers, but he will do what we ask him to do. John 14:14, Classic Amplified. Yes, ask me anything in my name, and I'll do it. When you ask for direction, he's never going to be wrong.
Number 2, we've allowed doubt to creep into our thought processes. You know, just being honest with one another, when we pray and ask God to do something, we need to be assured beyond a shadow of a doubt that what he says will come to pass, that we can rely on the word of God. That's why that daily feeding of our spirits is so important. Because occasionally, oh yeah, the enemy is going to try to throw doubt into our thought processes. As it says in Mark 11, verse 23, "For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed." It might be a mountain of debt, honey.
Could be.
Might be a mountain that's between you and a spouse or you and your children. But it says, "Say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." And the saying, as that old saying goes, doubt and do without. But as we talked about on yesterday's call, on all those, you know, the 34 principles.
Yes.
You know, a lot of that, and I was reading the scriptures that said, you know, pray and keep on praying. I mean, ask and keep on asking, seek and keep on seeking. We sometimes have to persevere. In John 20, verse 27, then Jesus said to Thomas, who'd been with him all the time, "Put your finger here and look at my hands. Take your hand and put it in my side. Stop doubting and believe." See, we have to work on it. You will receive what you believe, and that's what makes it worth working on. In Mark 11:24, in the New Living Translation, it says, "I tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe that you've received it, it will be yours."
Hallelujah.
I mean, power packed.
Amen.
Right?
Number 3, you didn't run out your goal. If you don't know where you want to go, what you want to do with your life during the remainder of 2019 and beyond, how can you get there? your destination is your goal. If your goal is to be if your goal is to be a millionaire, you have an empty goal.
We've said it many times.
We have. Becoming a millionaire is a serendipity to fulfilling your vision, your dreams, and your goals. Stephen Covey, in his book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, defines the second habit as begin with the end in mind. So first you must decide exactly what you want in a specific area and write it down clearly. Make it measurable and specific. You should be able to tell how you're progressing towards fulfilling your goals. 1 Timothy 4:15, Classic Amplified Bible. Practice and cultivate and meditate upon these duties. Throw yourself wholly into them as your ministry, so that your progress may be evident to everybody. Listen, if you're serious about achieving your goals, then you must be able to measure your progress. When others see that you're moving forward your plan, they'll soon begin to discuss, if they haven't already, just how smart you are. It's also important to keep a written record of your progress. One other thought. You must stop seeing things the way they are and begin to see the way they can be with the eye of faith. See, it's not where we are, it's where we're going. If it seems like you're in an impossible situation, there's something you don't know yet. Nothing is impossible with God. That's why making goals is so important for our future success. It makes us think outside our current situation. And this next one, we've discussed many times, but honey, it's just good for folks to be reminded.
Number 4, failing to confess what you want to possess. You can change where we are in life by what comes out of our mouth. We need to create a confession. I mean, this is just from the Word of God. Let's face it. We need to repeat the confession. We need to take it and base it on the Word of God. We need to have it so that it literally becomes a habit within us and we know it by heart because we are standing on that word. Depending on what's happening in your life and what you're seeking to accomplish or develop at the moment, your confession will change to include whatever it is that you're after. We suggest that you create your own confession that pertains to the habits you're seeking to establish, maybe even some you want to remove, in the 6 major areas that affect your life: your spiritual life, your family life, your financial life, your physical life, your mental life, and your social life. Those are all integral parts of what you're doing and living every day. There's a mental commitment and a spiritual dynamic that takes place when we speak to those things that are not as though they were, as it says over in Romans. Truly, we can confess what we want to possess based on the Word of God.
Number 5, allowing someone else to talk you out of your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
If your friends are excited about your dreams, if they don't have dreams of their own, well, you need to find some new friends. Just being honest. 2 Corinthians 6:18, Message Bible. Don't link up with those who will pollute you. Wow.
That's a powerful scripture.
And a way to say it. Now the clear reasons found in Amos 3:3. Can two walk together unless they agree? We will either achieve our dreams or not, based on the people we associate with. So it only makes sense to associate with people who can encourage, exhort, edify, build you up, lift you up as you pursue your dreams of success. So really, you need to surround yourself with people who have their own dream, goal, and vision of what they want their lives to be. 1 Corinthians 15:33, New Living Translation, says it all very powerfully. It says, don't be so deceived and misled. Evil companionships, communion, associations, corrupt and depraved good manners and morals and character.
Number 6, the 6th reason that we don't get what we want is called failing to keep the vision of what we want to achieve in front of us. In Habakkuk 2:2, it gives us this admonition from the Lord. It says, and the Lord said, write the vision and make it plain, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision shall speak, it will surely come, it will not tarry. The contemporary English version says it this way. Then the Lord told me, I will give you my message in the form of a vision. Write it clearly enough to be read at a glance. Our vision needs to be written down and then precisely put the way we see it, the way the Lord is revealing it to us, so that we have it. If we're asking ourselves what our vision should be, then we need to ask ourselves, what has God placed in my heart that lives strongly? Whatever we love, God's placed in our heart for a reason. We need to be reviewing that vision until we have made it clear and as precise as we possibly can.
Number 7, don't let up or give up, even though your progress isn't clearly evident. The enemy wants you to think that the Lord is not interested in your needs or fulfilling the promises that he's made to you in his word. 2 Peter 3:9, Classic Amplified Bible. The Lord does not delay and is not tardy or slow about what he promises, according to some people's conception of slowness. But he's long-suffering, extraordinarily patient towards you, not desiring that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. This scripture is often quoted to give hope to those who are believing for loved ones to be saved. However, we think there's much more at work in this verse. When it says, the Lord does not delay, is not tardy or slow about what he promises. If you've been going through the fire, if you feel like you've been to hell and back, then you need to hold on to the first part of that verse. God does not delay. But see, the enemy likes to see if he can hinder the arrival of God's answer to the circumstances, situations, problems, adversities that you're facing. You need to know that God has heard your prayer, that your answer, your deliverance is on the way. That's why it's so important to obey the Lord. Follow his instructions for living the good life. Never doubt, because answers, direction, and deliverance are coming. I want you to listen carefully to the words of Psalm 119:60. Psalm 119:60, New Living Translation. I will hurry without delay to obey your commands.
Hallelujah.
If you're not getting what you want, consider these 7 things, and the scripture goes with it. Hallelujah.
If we're not getting what we want, are we doing what he said?
That's the bottom line, baby. Bottom line. Go to HaroldHerring.com, check out this week's 2-minute video. If you've been blessed by the teaching up at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking those rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.